gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Almost Friday, I can't wait till it is Saturday. I'm gonna sleep in, and then I'm gonna sleep in some more.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Joe and McKenzie, producer Pork Chop. I don't see Liv, where is she?
She's getting lattes, those lattes, gonna make our day.
Hey, now Pork Chop, it's your turn. Get up on the mic and tell us what you learned.
I'm cutting audio for the show so I don't get yelled at later
by Joe. Hey, all right, cool. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
It is Joe and McKenzie. We may not be able to rhyme, but we do like to have some fun, and we're so glad that you are here with us this morning. Hey, McKenzie, how was your day yesterday?
Joe, were you impressed? I have some flow.
I was, actually. As a matter of fact, congratulations. You are now part of Friday Freestyle.
Okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yes!
Be fun.
Okay,
in.
Hold on. Let me hype that up.
I'm doing all right. I woke up. I kind of felt a little congested. I'm like, oh no. But last weekend was really crazy because I was in Miami. So I think, like, you know how, like, when you travel and then you rush back and you go right into work and you go, 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 and then it hits you a few days later?
Well, it's a plane funk. I don't breathe on a plane.
Yeah, I know. Do you put the little air on? They say you're not supposed to because it's germy. Like, the little air hole.
I do because I get so hot and sweaty, but it's like at the same time, I'm like, ugh.
I always put it on. I blast it on high and leave it the whole time.
No, they say that's recycled air. It's like so germy. If
like,
you can,
that's
if you
fart
can avoid
air.
It.
Like somebody farted in the back of the plane and now you're smelling it in the front.
Oh. I mean, isn't that the case always? Like in your car, in the building, like, and isn't it filtered or something?
I don't know. In our building, for sure, we're all going to have the black lung. Like, it's, I don't know what kind of mold's in here.
Yeah. McKenzie, yesterday, what did we smell? There was, like, sewage smell. Oh, Chops and I, we're like, we thought this place was going to blow up.
Well,
there was
sewage and there was a burning smell, too, yesterday when I left.
So
were they burning sewage?
And our windows are, like, I don't know how thick these things are. It's like a bomb shelter, so we can't open windows to get any fresh air. I mean, I know it's cold outside, but yeah. Anywho's.
There's that. Okay.
There's that. But other than that, if we can just make it to this weekend, it'll be glorious.
How was your day, Chops?
It was good. I did not go to the car place, the motor vehicle place, to get my registration yet. I think I'll definitely do that today or tomorrow.
I'm with you, Chops. I need to go there, too. And yesterday I thought about it, and I was like, it's like, okay, it's a chunk of time. It's going to cost you a lot of money. So it's easy to be like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I promise this week, either today or tomorrow. Literally, the highlight of my day yesterday was exactly what I said I was going to do, and that was get the double quarter pounder with cheese from McDonald's, no onions with large fries, and a large Dr. Pepper, and it was just as good as I hoped.
Was it? Did you get fries? You got fries, too?
Yes. Then I took a very nice nap, and then I got Taco Bell for dinner.
Woo, get it, girl. You getting that love comfort.
This is what Pork Chop does, and I guarantee you, and I'm going to say probably a month, he's going to start complaining about his weight, and then he's like, no, I'm going to, like, lose it. I'm going to lose it, and then he's going to go on, like, a, like, maybe 3 month eating healthy and be like, see, I've lost so much weight, but he's, like, doing it in a very, like, weird way. Like, he's restricting his calories so hard. And
I had 17 calories today.
Yeah, I had 1,000 calories today, and then he's going to go on another, like, fast food.
I feel like it's not fair. Do you feel like dudes drop weight quicker than women?
Oh, absolutely.
I do. I feel like they're like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. And then, boom, they drop like 20 pounds.
God, it's awkward. They're bringing this up when I'm almost 400 pounds. Thanks.
Also, Pork Chop, though, will, like, literally, I'm not joking, he'll eat like 1,000 calories a day, which is not enough for a, like, grown man. And I'm like, you should be eating more. You should be eating more protein, blah, blah. And he doesn't listen to me. And then.
You know me so well, Liv.
I love you, Pork Chop.
But I feel like he's so happy. I like when he's happy.
I know.
I like if he makes him happy.
You're saying he's happy when he eats food after a couple of days? Yeah, most people would be.
I mean, It's proven science, you know, when you get
into...
I'm
not starving anymore.
When you get into a happy, good relationship, you gain a couple love pounds.
All right, I stepped
on the scale recently. I'm still, like, where I was, 205.
I know, that's good.
It is like that. It's like,
time.
You're going to just see me naked. I'm going to just see you naked. Let's eat cake.
Exactly.
let's bring cake into the bed and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Last night, I fell asleep on my boyfriend's couch around, like, I want to say probably 8:30, 8:45. And I woke up at like 11 and I thought that the next day was Friday. Okay. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. Like, I just need to like go home, go to bed, and it's going to be Friday. I only have one more day.
That is the craziest feeling. Sometimes my alarm will go off at like 3:22 and I set my alarm at 3:30 and I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm like, yes, 8 more minutes.
Yes. And then I realized that it was Wednesday yesterday. And I was like, oh, I have Thursday and Friday.
Shoot.
Sorry, I was kind of listening to your conversation. Congratulations on the 8 minutes of sleep. Pork chop, with your meal that you got yesterday, did you try the McChicken? No shredded lettuce in sweet and sour sauce.
I know you suggested that, but I didn't.
I want you to try because it's a buck, first of all. It's cheap.
Okay.
You get some lady told me at a McDonald's, she's like, honey, have you ever tried that with sweet and sour? I'm like, I'm about to. Give me a packet.
Interesting.
This bothers me.
Just drizzle a little bit on there.
No offense.
It's okay.
McDonald's is great.
Love them.
But I hate that, like, expensive, like, organic, really good for you food is, you can get that for a dollar. But if you wanted to get, like, a really, like, awesome, like, high-protein salad and organic, it's going to be, like, 10 to 12 bucks. Yeah. That's what's wrong with America.
No,
we need to change
it.
Eating
good with
has
it.
To be more accessible.
No, it is. I 1,000% agree with Mackenzie. But also, I think part of it, too, is shopping smart. Because you can go to, you know, a store like a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods or something like that and buy the bulk, like a head of cauliflower and a head of lettuce and things like that.
I just meant like on the go.
No,
you know,
for sure. On the go, it's
coming up next hour on Vegetable Talk. We're going to get into cucumbers and zucchinis.
Yes.
No, what I would like to find out, though, is what's coming up in the tea.
Ooh, the CMAs went down last night. The winners, the losers, all the drama. And Gwen Stefani has an adorable new couple name with Blake Shelton.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, let's do this. It's tea time. Kicking things off with the 53rd annual CMA Awards that went down last night. The show opened with legends Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton doing a little medley.
Those memories of you.
Yes, I love the ladies of country. Here's Carrie Underwood joking about sharing a dressing room with those ladies.
You know, standing here with Dolly and Reba means the world to me, and I have loved every second of working with them. Except maybe the part about us all sharing a dressing room. I mean, it's a fog of hairspray and shoes and costume changes. There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere. And for some reason, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
There were some killer performances, including Lady Antebellum, Lady A, and Halsey performed What If I Never Get Over You and Graveyard.
What if I never get over you?
Willie Nelson, people were freaking out. Bless his heart, he performed Rainbow Connection, and he was a little out of breath. Take a listen.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
I love Willie, but I saw him perform not too long ago when he came through town.
Yeah.
And he definitely just, I don't know if he's like struggling to breathe or something, but it just...
Yeah, he's getting up
It's getting up there. I mean, that guy, but he can still smoke weed.
Certainly can. Ashley McBride won for New Artist of the Year. Old Dominion, my faves, won for Vocal Group. Luke Combs won for Male Vocalist of the Year. And Entertainer, the Biggie of the Year, went to none other than Garth Brooks.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road. And those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, they're so awesome. Garth Brooks is like my favorite. He is so amazing. I love Blake Shelton. He and Gwenny, they actually have a new couple name. Gwen Stefani's revealing it.
All right, so just so you know, I got a new nickname for me and Blake. It's called Gwake, and I'm really excited about it. It's like Gwen and Blake together, but Gwake. I didn't make that up. He made that up.
Gwake. So apparently that's what we're going to call them. Moving on to Amy Schumer. She says she's totally changed her ways after becoming a mama.
I mean, no, in a million ways, you know. I'm just nicer to my mom. Yeah, you didn't know I could love someone that much. And no offense to my husband who's here, but yeah, love you. You're the best. But yeah, I think we're both shocked by the level of love that's possible.
Oh, that's so cool. It does change you in a million ways. And lastly, this is my favorite. It was an all musician version of Mean Tweets. Take a listen.
Billie Eilish dresses like she got her clothes stolen at the gym, so they gave her what they had in the lost and found bin.
Midland official looks like they have a white van with free candy written on the side.
It's a black van.
Add Chance the Rapper, more like Chance the Worthless, Spineless, B-less, Soulless, Purposeless, Virtueless Sellout. Nice Doritos commercial, you piece of. There's people that don't like me? What the?
I'd rather listen to a barn full of baby pigs being vaccinated than Luke Bryan's new song. I have vaccinated baby pigs, and that's awful.
Jimmy Kimmel, never lose Mean Tweets.
Love it, love it, love it. That is the tea here on Joe McKenzie. Coming up next, if an apology starts with these phrases, they are not being sincere. They're full of it.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
As somebody that's constantly apologizing, I hope nobody on the show pays attention to this. It's going to be less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. It's never safe to assume, but if you didn't know, we do something really fun called Song of the Day, and we have a category often suggested by you. We each pick out the song we think's the best, and then we play that winning song, no matter if it's something we normally play here on Radio Now or not. We're going to be doing that in about 20 minutes, so hopefully you know that, but maybe you're just tuning in for the first time. Hang out. It's going to be really fun.
And it's a very special category this time for Song of the Day, correct?
Yes, it is so special, we can't tell you.
Oh, you want to keep a secret?
No, we can say. You want to spill the beans?
Yeah, well, it's because it's someone special's birthday that requested we're going to do songs that have a little Espanol, a little Spanish within them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Misty's 21st birthday today.
Dang.
Happy birthday. And she was like, you know what, guys? You know what I want to hear? So we are obliging, and you get to decide which song becomes the Song of the Day.
By the way, I don't know, like, Spanish swear words, so just heads up, you might want to check my song before we play it.
Oh, right.
We had an interpreter come in yesterday to go through all of them.
We have one in our building. It's like, excuse me, interpreter, sir. Come here. Okay, so I often find myself in positions where I'm apologizing mainly to my wife, Lindsay, and I don't do it right on the spot. Usually it's a couple of days later when I realize she's not going to forgive me if I don't. but if someone you know apologizes and they start with these following phrases, and there's a bunch more, but I kind of narrowed down a few of them, they're most likely not sincere. So okay. I don't know if you're going to accept it or if you're like, you're not being sincere.
I bet I can guess one.
All right. I don't have them all, but I have six in front of me that I selected. Why don't you give me one? I'll see if it's on there.
I apologize.
That one is not on there.
What?
That seems sincere. You
that actually is.
Insincere?
I've been told by many greats that if you're actually like sorry, you should say I'm sorry and not I apologize.
Okay, well, let's go over what they say is insincere. Then they have like a clear cut. If you get this way, it's sincere, okay?
Okay.
Pork chop, are you listening to those?
Listening.
Number one, I'm sorry if.
Yes, I just had a debate.
Oh, boy.
I just had a debate because someone I knew was apologizing to me. And they're like, "I'm sorry if that offended you." That's not an apology. You say you apologize for the action. So if I slapped you across the face, Joe, I was like, I wouldn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry if that hurt your cheek." You say, "Hey, I'm really sorry I slapped you across the face."
Yes, they're saying that's what you would call a conditional apology. It falls short of a full apology by suggesting only that something might have happened. So, right. Mackenzie, please don't hit me. We can move on.
I would never. That was just an example.
Okay, here's the next one. I'm sorry that you. This is what they call blame shifting as an apology. It's no apology at all. Rather, it puts the, I guess, the problem on that person. An example would be like, Liv, I'm sorry you think I did something wrong.
I've done this before with friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if I'm being a little tough love to like one of my friends, like especially my friend has been on and off with her boyfriend for 2.5 years, and I will sometimes be tough love, and then she'll like get really upset, and I was like, I'm sorry you like are like you're so hurt, like I, you know, when I should be like, I'm sorry. But sometimes I feel like sometimes people need to hear tough love. Maybe I'm just making excuses for myself.
I agree with you, but I think we're bad people.
But if people that are like, oh, I'm sorry if you took that so personally. That's like throwing it on the other person. It's on you. You're not really apologizing.
It's like condescending. It makes the other person feel stupid for having feelings.
I do this one all the time here. It goes like this. I was just ... This is justifying the apology. It seeks to arrange that hurtful behavior was okay because it was harmless or for a good cause. Example, I do this all the time. I was just kidding, Mackenzie.
I literally
But don't we all do that, though? Who does not do I was just?
I'm pretty sure I say that at least 15 times a day to Pork Chop. Every time we come off air, I'm like, I was just kidding.
That's so interesting.
This one I think I've done before, and I agree on this one. I'll actually take the blame. It says, I've already said, or I've already done, kind of like the deja vu apology. It cheapens whatever is said by implying that there's nothing left to apologize for.
My boyfriend does this.
Example, take us behind the curtains of your relationship.
Like, if I'm saying that, like, it's not fair that he, like, said something, or that, like, I have to do something and he doesn't or something, he'll say, like, I already apologized for that.
I already said I was sorry.
I already said I was sorry and like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm still not over it. Like my feelings are still hurt.
But this
and
is
like,
where
I want a little bit more of an explanation or something. And he's like, I already said I was sorry like 5 times.
But
and
I disagree.
Like, oh, I'm so hurt.
I disagree. And my wife always tells me this when we get into arguments. She's like, you can't tell me how I feel. I'm like, okay. But but it's like, I don't know, like if you've already said sorry, you've said sorry.
That was when I was, yes, I had an instance and like the person just wanted me to keep, I'm really good at owning my actions and I'll be like, look, I did that and I apologize and I love you. I'm really just like aware. And then, but then if that person keeps wanting to rehash and rehash, it's like, we just went there. We're not going circling backwards. That's someone who just likes to drama and just wants, because some people can like forgive, agree to disagree and move on. But some people need to get it out emotionally and it's kind of like they're throwing up like, and then they feel better.
Yeah, see, I'm more like that. My boyfriend is like, but mine's like in this same conversation. So it's not like a week down the road, I bring it back up. He's like, I already apologized. Mine's like in the same conversation.
Oh, that makes sense. I will say, I want to throw this out there. Women in particular have a tendency to apologize all the time. Just like, oh, I'm sorry. Here's something I want you to try. Instead of saying, for example, I'm sorry I'm late, say, thank you for waiting for me. So switch it up. Instead of apologizing all the time, say a thank you and express gratitude. So instead of like, oh, I'm sorry I was so late, say, thank you so much for waiting for me.
What if I don't have time to wait for you?
Just try it today. I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
To answer Porkchop's original question, a true apology has most of the following characteristics. It's freely offered without conditions or minimizing what was done. It conveys that the person apologizing understands and cares about the hurt person's experience and feelings. It can also convey remorse, offers a commitment to avoid repeating those hurtful behavior, and offers to make amends or provide restitution if appropriate. I'll never do restitution, but I think I can try to do some of those to everybody in the room. I'm sorry.
He's making great eye contact with us.
There you go.
But this is dumb. Okay, coming up next, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. And then after that, we just were talking about it. Song of the Day. Right now, Post Malone Circles. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The TSA is expecting to screen nearly 27 million passengers and airline crew members during the Thanksgiving weekend. That's right, they're going to touch your giblets. The busiest day is predicted to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Has anybody flown out on that Wednesday? I would just say, hey, I can't see you.
You know what's a really cool idea? I had my parents fly into the West Coast when I lived out there. They actually flew on Turkey Day on Thursday, and they were like, it was delightful, because Wednesday is the havoc. It's crazy.
Yep.
But if you want to fly actually on Thanksgiving, then maybe you meet your family for afternoon or eat dinner. It's a good idea.
Okay, cool. And you can get drunk. Like, oh, it's like a regular Thanksgiving. I'm already wasted.
Yes, honey.
They're saying Thanksgiving Day, there will be about 2.7 million people that are going to be traveling. The lightest day is expected to be, Mackenzie just said, Thanksgiving Day. U.S. Airlines are adding 850 flights, 108,000 seats per day compared to this same period last year. So it's definitely people are traveling more. So get ready to have a fun, stressful, crowded holiday season if you're traveling. I put this out there because of my mom listens, maybe she'll pay attention. I always think of older people that fall for this stuff. Costco, they're warning customers of a scam circulating online. The store took to Facebook to say that it's not giving away $75 coupons, despite several posts saying otherwise. The scam is for $75 in Costco coupons in honor of their anniversary. They're instructed to click on links, which, you know, that's always a bad deal. When brought to the webpage, it's not operated by Costco. It's a scam. They'll get your information. No. Don't do it. See, we say that like, oh, that's so obvious. It's not. People still click on that crap.
Whenever someone's asking for a bunch of your info, like, I get stuff supposedly from my bank all the time, and it's like, enter your routing number. I'm like, but I feel bad because people are stupid, and they really think it's from their bank, and they'll enter all their information and get scammed.
I get stuff for a while. I was getting really bad with Apple.
Me too.
And
someone bought a game for $1.99.
Well, I had stuff like that. I had something bought for $9.99, and I had to dispute that. But in general, it's just like, oh, hey, your whatever account. And I'm like, well, is it wrong? Like, what? I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
If you dispute something, do you have to get a new debit card?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Because I have this charge that's reoccurring monthly because I tried to look up my boyfriend's ex's, like, criminal background. And
What did you do?
I tried to look up my current boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's criminal background.
Did you find anything?
No, because the site I used was like a fake site, but it made me pay $25 before it showed me the report. And so I was like, whatever, worth it one time. Now it keeps charging me every month, and I cannot figure out how to cancel this charge. Like, I have searched my emails. I have searched the internet to try to find this website
again. And you looked
again
on your statement from your... Because I had this issue. I kept getting magazines, and literally for 2 years, I didn't know how to make them stop.
Yes! I don't know how to make... And they were like, you can dispute it and get a new card. And I'm like, I don't want to get a new card because my insurance, my car payment, my rent...
There should be a number, like, when you have, an itemized statement on the side, they should have some kind of information that you could find. That's how I found mine, but I was in the same predicament, so I get it.
Yeah.
Once again, Mackenzie and Liv, don't click on the Costco link. Don't do it. Okay, Disney Plus has already reached over 10 million subscribers since its launch.
Okay, Joe, you went on it.
I did. I'm not going to say how, but we... Or at least I have a Disney Plus login.
Well, no, I think we should tell them how. We should definitely
No. Why do you got to ruin everything good in life?
Don't do the password. We can shout out the person.
No, we're shouting out the listener. Her name's Tammy.
Okay, stop.
Thank you, girlfriend.
Tammy.
If I go home today and my account doesn't work.
No, well, she knows one of us is using it. So you tried it yesterday. So now today... Mackenzie.
I'm not logging off
today.
I'm not logging off.
How many can be logged in?
I don't know, but I'm not logging off.
Okay, I'm going to log in because I have Lulu and I think it would be really cool. But I will tell you, I went to Smoothie King and the cute gal at the drive-thru was like, hey, Kinsey. She's like, I'm going home to binge Disney. What's it called again?
Disney Plus.
You have the login, you don't even know what it is.
It's going to be, she was so pumped, sweeping the nation.
I have watched some movies on there already.
What'd you watch?
I watched Stuck in the Suburbs. It's like, it came out in like 2004. It's so good. And also, I have watched Boy Meets World.
I know. When I saw everything available, I mean, wow. I don't get paid to talk about it, but it's pretty dope. I don't want to spend the $70 a year on it, but hey, I'll take it for free. And finally, gender reveals get out of control, and I can't understand how people come up with these ideas. By the way, I bet you have not seen a gender reveal like this. There's a YouTube person. Liv, you know a lot about YouTube. Do you know the person called Paige Jin? Ever heard of that?
I know what you're talking about, yes.
Okay. Well, Paige Jin announced the gender of her baby yesterday, and this is how she did it. Mackenzie, how do you think what do you think happened there?
Okay, I haven't watched the video, but I've seen the link that she was tooting. And I don't understand this. Okay. How did this go down? Describe what happens in the video.
She's sitting on her stomach, you know, just doing her thing, and, you know, she's getting ready, and I guess some dust came out.
Oh, a different colored dust.
Blue.
Yes. So they poured, like, powder.
Yeah.
The colored powder of what the gender of the baby was. I guess one person did while, like, no one was in the room, and then everyone else came into the room, and she
was
farted,
just like,
and it popped the colored powder.
Yep, it's amazing.
I could see Joe doing this.
If my wife will let me, we'll do it. Now he's got to get her pregnant. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Chug, go, pork chop, yeah!
Get crazy.
I didn't know you could.
Oh my gosh, are you already done?
We've had it for an hour.
Woo! We're getting Liddy up in the studio. It's Joe McKenzie.
We've had it for not even 50 minutes.
I don't think you could chug the last 2 ounces.
Oh my word, you finished a venti peppermint mocha latte in literally like 30 minutes.
50. I think you made it back for the show opening at 7 or
with the
six,
show
seven,
opening
seven.
Started at like, I made it back at like 6:10.
Yeah.
And 5:10 central time. And you didn't even start drinking yours until after 20 minutes after I had arrived. It was just sitting there for a while.
And he still looks dead to the world. You don't really
he
look
He does.
Up.
You look like disheveled. Like
you need to get an extra
I'm
shot of
dead
it.
Yes,
inside.
Honey. I got an extra. I get extra shots in all my drinks.
I know. I honestly should have gotten an extra shot. Well, I'm not even halfway
here,
done.
Here, pork chop.
Mine.
I'm going to wake you up. Bend over real quick. Pull your pants down.
Wow.
You awake?
I was expecting that to go somewhere else.
Whoa.
Pork chop. Bend over. Pull your pants down. All right, let's go. Oh. You guys ready?
I didn't feel
have
anything.
Have you ever been woken up that way?
Me, no. My wife, probably.
Oh, my God.
All right, song of the day.
Hey, if you're not laughing, then what's the point of living? It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we call this the song of the day. Today's category, we got to give a big shout out to you, the person that listens to the show and suggests ideas. This is from a listener in Indy listening on Radio Now 100.9, and her name is Misty.
21st birthday.
Wow, yeah, girl, my advice. Do not do 21 shots. That's a mistake.
If you do, put it on YouTube.
Don't do 21 quarter shots. That's what I did on my 21st birthday.
I don't even know what
really
that means.
Only like
21 shots of beer. You can do that.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Good
there
idea.
Go. Okay, or 21 flu shots. You'll definitely not get sick.
You might die.
Oh, no.
That could be in our next box of shame.
Yeah, boy, awkward. I don't think we'll
ever
want to do anything.
Joe McKenzie's show does not suggest doing that.
Yeah, we don't suggest doing anything according to our legal department. right, we do suggest though, having fun, so let's get to it. The category, songs that contain Spanish words.
Yes.
Woo!
Okay. Well,
I guess Misty is of some sort of Spanish descent, right?
I'm going to let you make the assumptions.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She didn't tell me what nationality, but I'm just assuming.
All right, even if she's not, it's still cool. I like the category. And let's kick it off with Live the Web Girl.
So I kind of struggle with the song a little bit because I have already won with the song Despacito that has Spanish in it. So
it's the only Spanish song. She's like, Despacito.
And I picked another absolute hottie hunk of an artist, and that is Will Smith with the song Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami.
All right, I actually really like Liv's song for once.
Yes, honey. And that is the vibe. I was literally just in Miami, and it was so good.
We had to have one of our friends for my song just to double check because they looked at the lyrics online. I love the song, but I don't know what they're saying. It's by Daddy Yankee, and it's called Gasolina. And let me tell you right now, this song is straight fire.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I saw when the lyrics were converted from Spanish to English, he says, she loves that gasolina, or wants that, and she's like, I love that gasolina.
Yeah, don't double check, though.
Yeah, I don't
want
to double check.
Us.
So that was my song, Pork Chop, a man of many things, Some say he's more than just bi, he's bilingual.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, I need your help if you're listening in Houston to the new Radio Now 92.1. I picked an artist, rest in peace. We in Houston, I know everyone loves her.
What a pander.
Selena. And I loved this song when I was a kid, and I remember when Selena passed away. It was so sad. I met the director and Selena's family when I lived in San Diego.
Okay, now you're just name dropping.
No, this is cool. They did like a drive-in movie theater showing of the movie when it came out. And yeah, I don't know. So anyways, Selena, I'll be dreaming. Now I'm dreaming. What a beautiful song. Rest in peace, Selena.
Yeah, that is a great song.
So and vote for her to dedicate that song to her.
Okay.
In her honor, rather.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was very
beautiful.
Very good.
Well, I'm going to up the energy with my choice. Okay, so I'm always losing. This would be amazing. I lose all the time, but
oh,
I'm on
no!
some kind of streak.
We
so
suck again.
You can vote for me. I will get a four-peat, which has never happened. Since I got back from Miami, people are like, Kinsey, there's like a glow about you, a new like swag. And I think this song will do that for you. Just puts a little sexiness in your step. I chose DJ Snake with Selena, Cardi B, all in the mix. A little talky talky. Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rum. Yes, as Mackenzie mentioned, she's went through some tough times and had to go to Miami. Poor thing. We need to give her a vote. No, but I'm saying that just will get your sexy on for the day.
Okay, well, here are your songs. You decide what makes you sexier by voting. These are songs that contain Spanish words. Liv went with Miami by Will Smith. Myself, Joe, went with Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. Porkchop went with Dreaming of You by Selena. And Mackenzie went with Taki Taki by DJ Snake. All you got to do now is grab your phone. You have one vote, so make it count. Text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. That's song to 52140 to vote. I wish I knew more Spanish words, because I'd say a Spanish word that means I'm nervous.
¿Cómo se llama?
What is that?
Ooh, what's your name?
My name's Jose.
Jose.
My name's Jose.
In Spanish class, my name was Luna.
Oh,
as in lunatic.
It. Mine was Margarita.
As in margaritas.
Ooh, that's cute.
What's pork chop?
I took French class and my name was Jean Mathieu.
Well, his was pollo, like chicken.
Oh. Producer pollo.
I don't know.
On the way, chuleta.
All right,
chuleta de puerco.
I would call you chop chop.
Yes.
Chorizo.
No, chuleta's pork chop. No,
I like producer chorizo.
Yeah.
I love me some chorizo.
Al pastor.
Yes. You must listen to the al pastor. All right, in the effort of not sounding dumber than we could be, let's get into Song of the Day results, give you a little recap of the songs that you could have voted for. By the way, save the number in your phone, 52140, because you can text it every day when we do Song of the Day. We'll kick it off with Liv. She went with Will Smith, Miami. Welcome to Miami. Then we had myself, Joe, and I went with Daddy Yankee, Gasolina. Ella le gusta la gasolina. Pork Chop wanted to go with Selena, I'll Be Dreaming. Now I'm dreaming with you tonight. And then Mackenzie wanted to get that party going, keep her vibe going from being in Miami and her win streak going. It would be a record for Song of the Day if she wins today.
I won
four days
in
a
row.
Yeah,
there's been 4 days in a row. There's never been a 5 day.
She would tie
but
a record.
She's never won 4 days
I'm
in a row.
I'm still behind the pack. I'm still the underdog.
I've never won 2 days in a row. So let's start out today with win number one. All right, Mackenzie went with Taki Taki. Un besito bien suavecito, baby. Taki Taki, Taki Taki rumba. Okay, now this is going to make me sound dumber than usual, but aren't there snacks called Takis?
Taki Taki.
Yeah.
What are those?
I think they're like almost kind of like Cheetos of some sort.
See, this is where I'm
like
really
hot
dumb.
Fries. Maybe
really
they're hot
dumb.
Fries.
Help me out. 833-563-2539. If you can call in and tell me about them, thank you. That's all. Now, Pork Chop and Rosie.
In very, very last place, with 16% of the vote. Me, producer Porkchop. Yeah, Mackenzie, you're happy. You want to win.
One step closer to victory for me.
I love Selena. I thought J-Lo did an excellent job, by the way, in the movie.
In third place, with 20% of the vote.
He's smiling. I don't know if it's me or if it's Mackenzie and her reign's
no,
over.
No, it's probably me. He loves when I get third.
Joe Pesh.
Son of a...
Oh, serious? I forgot to vote for myself.
How am I in third place with Gasolina by Daddy Yankee?
You should see Joe's face.
No, I don't understand it. That should have been one of the top two songs.
Second place.
No!
No!
Second place.
There's no way that it's going to be between Miami or Talky Talky.
Second place has 24%.
I hate Song of the Day.
First place has 38%.
Oh, man.
Are you telling me Mackenzie's won for a fourth day in a row?
I don't know. Maybe Miami, Will Smith, OG.
No, because the world's not fair.
The winner of Song of the Day today is... Mackenzie!
What? What?
I swear pigs are gonna fly out the window. Like, this is crazy!
Hey, tomorrow we have to do everything
yes,
we can
honey.
To make sure she doesn't win.
We have to shut it down.
I still
shut
the it loser, down. Though, I'm still behind everyone else in wins. I'm still the underdog, but I am just like, this is blowing my mind. Four. But people want to get their glow up on today, obviously.
4 days in a row.
Wow.
The best glow. You ever seen gasoline on fire? That's a good glow.
It's time to get sexy. Thank you so much for voting. This makes my morning.
Your Song yes. of the Day winner is Mackenzie for the fourth time.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little cynical here, but I would love to hear if you have a story, kind of a random act of kindness where somebody did something nice for you. I mean, they didn't have to save your life necessarily. That's really kind, but they did. Maybe they helped you change a flat tire, whatever it might be. Would you call? I want to get a couple of stories real quick at 833-563-2539. Random acts of kindness.
Yeah, like if someone really just went above and beyond for you, you were like, thank you. It's your chance to shout them out because it's a snowball effect.
You know where I feel like there always are random acts of kindness? Chick-fil-A.
And just in the drive-thru in general.
I had a random act of kindness. I don't know if they meant to, but speaking food-related, Popeyes the other day, I went and got one of their chicken sandwiches, and for some reason, there was a mac and cheese inside. I didn't order it, but ooh, it was good.
Ooh.
It was comforting.
Someone else probably wanted a mac and cheese, and they didn't get it, and you got it, Joe. You should have said something.
We DoorDashed Chick-fil-A, and they forgot the nuggets.
That's not a random,
that's
act,
not a
of
random
kindness.
Act of kindness. That's a random act of terrorism.
Unless that was you donating it, the nuggets.
I guess
them.
So. Someone yes. else got it. So
I would like
enjoy.
To gift these nugs to someone else.
I want to shout out Liv the Web Girl for her random act of kindness for getting us all Starbucks this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Liv.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute. Did you pay for everybody?
Well,
no.
I paid for Pork Chops. He hasn't paid me back yet.
Oh, I thought that was your random act of kindness.
Honestly, you are so poor. Maybe I will just pay for
aww.
It.
Okay.
Aww, thanks, Liv.
I'm appreciative that she went.
Hey, good
it.
Morning. Who's this?
This is Jay. Good morning.
What up? Tell us about like a random act of kindness. What happened?
So before the laws of liquor can be sold on Sunday, I used to bootleg liquor, which is totally illegal. But my car broke down one day, and a man was headed to work, and he was a mechanic, and he fixed my car, and I gave him like a six-pack of beer and told him thanks.
Awesome. That might
I
be the best
that.
Act of kindness I've ever heard of.
Yes, honey. You, I love
so,
it.
Yeah.
So how do you still bootleg stuff on the side? Do you make your own stuff?
Now I do like illegal stuff bootleg on the side, but that was just like alcohol that you buy on, you know, Saturday and then sell it on Sunday. But now that liquor stores are open on Sunday.
We'll take a six-pack of Corona.
I got you, bro. I got you.
You sound right. like a good time.
No,
we like
no
you.
No kidding. We just became friends. Hey, thank you for calling in. If you have any other random acts of kindness, something cool that you got or had happen to you, why don't you share that with us? If you could maybe tweet us, it's Joe and Mackenzie.
Yes. Are we going to do the tea coming up, Joe?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, I have all your CMA big winners, losers, and drama. Plus, find out where Aquaman goes to the bathroom.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. It is tea time. Last night, the 53rd Annual CMA Awards went down, and the ladies of country brought it. They opened the show talking about Carrie Underwood, Dolly Parton, and Reba McEntire.
Those memories of you still haunt me. Every night when I lay down.
That's got to be so scary to be performing with two living legends like
right?
that.
Right? Oh, so cool. And then Carrie was joking about sharing a dressing room with them, too.
You know, standing here with Dolly and Reba means the world to me, and I have loved every second of working with them. Except maybe the part about us all sharing a dressing room. I mean, it's a fog of hairspray and shoes and costume changes. There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere. And for some reason, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
That is the truth, sister. Lady A performed with Halsey. So cool. One of my favorite performances, What If I Never Get Over You, and Halsey's Graveyard.
What if I never get over you?
Done. Now, a lot of people concerned over Willie Nelson, who performed Rainbow Connection just because he sounded a little out of breath.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
Oh, bless
wow.
his heart.
That sounded rough.
He's like 100, so give him a break.
Those lungs are the strongest lungs in the world.
Absolutely.
The things they've been through.
Oh, man. Luke Combs won for Male Vocalist of the Year. Dan and Shay, who just teamed up with the Biebs, won for Vocal Duo of the Year. Old Dominion took Vocal Group. Ashley McBride won for New Artist of the Year. And the biggie went to none other than Garth Brooks for Entertainer of the Year.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road. And those people that show up to let us be entertained. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, I love them so much. Congrats to Garth Brooks. Another country man, Blake Shelton, he and his girl, Gwen Stefani, have a hot new couple name. And she was revealing it. It is Gwake. So she thought that was pretty fun on the side note. All right, moving on to new music from Camila Cabello. Get ready. It's coming. She's going to release her sophomore album on December 6th. And this is so, we've been waiting for new music, right? We've got little snippets. So one of the songs is going to be Living Proof, and we don't have it yet, but it drops on Friday. So tomorrow we get to hear new stuff from Camila Cabello.
We can't find it on Napster, Pork Chop. What about LimeWire? You check LimeWire?
We're going to do it the right way, officially.
Care Bear?
But you know what? We do have Billie Eilish. She just dropped a tribute to her brother Phineas. It's called Everything I Wanted, and here's a taste.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden.
I got that clip off of Kazaa.
There we go. Nice. Finally, a good source.
Calling that a meditation on fame. And she's saying that no matter what happens, they'll always be there for each other. So, all right. Nice. And lastly here, Jason Momoa, who I think should have been sexiest man alive. He stopped by Kelly Clarkson and her kiddos had a question for him.
Aquaman.
Okay. Where does Aquaman go to a bathroom?
That's what she asked in August. Where does Aquaman go to the bathroom?
Everywhere.
So now you know.
Just like Pork Chop when he's drunk.
Everywhere!
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we like to help people out. Just like yourself, we do something every Thursday called group therapy.
Yeah, so Ben, this is the thing. He wants to move in with his beautiful girlfriend, Sarah, but he has a problem. She's a total hoarder. Stuff everywhere. He's like, I'm going to go insane, and I don't know what to do.
Dude, run. Okay, well, maybe that's not the best advice. We'll talk to Ben, and hopefully you can help him out, too. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie, we do group therapy. It's our chance, along with you, to help somebody out that might have a question, a situation that they're going through. If you ever want to be on, DM us Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie, or you can call us at 833-563-2539. This morning, we are talking to, I believe, Ben. Is this Ben?
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Ben. You're on Joe McKenzie for group therapy. What's up?
I need your help, actually.
Okay, what is going on? All we know is that there is a hoarding situation at hand.
Yeah, let me just start off with saying that my girl is amazing. You know, Sarah and I have been dating for almost a year, and our leases are up at the end of this year, and we have decided to move in together, which is dope, but here's the thing. I love her, but she's a total hoarder.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Like, what degree of hoarding? Because there's so many different levels.
Oh, man, like, I don't know. I feel like it's really bad, but then maybe she could be, like, in the beginning stages of it. We've had multiple conversations about it, and she says that she is nipping it in the bud, and she's purging. But, guys, I was just at her place last night, and she is not at all.
Like, what do you see?
Like, first of all, she loves scrapbooking, so she has a bunch of that stuff lying around, and which is cool. But she saves everything, like, from old pictures to holiday cards to concert tickets. Like, you name it, she has it all. And if I open a drawer, there's something there. I can never get away from it. And she has magazines stacked.
See, I love my wife, Lindsay, and I don't mean to disparage her, but she kind of sounds like the girl that you're talking about here, Ben. Like, my wife keeps all these magazines, all these old things. I'm like, why do you need it? They're not even like, oh, this is sentimental value. Like, first of all,
Yeah. There's
no way that tens and hundreds of things could have sentimental value. Not maybe one or two items.
Exactly.
Right.
But not
exactly.
Everything.
Yeah, and you know what? I am a minimalist. I like bare minimum. So everything clean and uncluttered. And this is just driving me crazy. So I'm like, let me call you guys because I don't even know what to do. I mean, I want to live together and it makes total sense, but I do not and I cannot, guys. I can't live like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ben, first of all, I don't think you're being unreasonable. And 833-563-2539, we definitely want you to call in to offer your advice for Ben here this morning for group therapy. I don't think you're being unreasonable, and I think that
okay. This
is something I would not move in until this gets resolved, because I'll tell you right now, like, my wife and I didn't live together until we were almost married. We still, according to our family, lived in sin. But one thing we never talked about, I just figured, like, she must have been busy. That's why her room is so cluttered and messy. That's just my wife. That's how she is.
Right.
And
exactly. It's
still, we've been married for 4 years. I got to be honest. I know I do a lot of things that agitate her. I ask Liv, I hate clutter. I hate mess. I straighten up the studio.
Yeah.
Like, if you're with a hoarder and, like, she keeps all these things, that's going to be a problem when you're roommates.
And Ben, we get you, because it's not just the physical. It's like it plays into your mental capacity, because if it's your cluttered things, cluttered mind. So I get what you want. Clean.
I'm so glad you guys understand, because, you know, I'm in love with her, but how can you stop a hoarder who doesn't think they have a problem?
Does this cause an argument?
And by the way, I've seen the show. So, I mean, she isn't that bad, but she's like I said, she's like in the beginning stages. So if I don't say something or if something is not done, she's going to just go all out, you know?
Do you guys argue about this often?
Yeah. I mean, I try not to, like, bring it up as much, but how can I not when her entire house is just full of things that she needs to throw away?
Good point.
All right, Ben, if you can hang on, I want to get people's reaction to this. Maybe you actually are a hoarder. You can explain yourself. Maybe you've done the situation, which I'm advising at least Ben not to do, and that's moving in with somebody that obviously collects a lot of things and it bothers him, because I feel like I could be wrong. That's going to be detrimental to your relationship. And when you're stuck in a lease, that sucks.
Right. It's going to put a lot of pressure
on
you.
I'm not saying break up with the person. It's just maybe you guys are separate for a little bit longer till she really shows some progress. All right, Ben, hang on. We'll take your calls. 833-563-2539. It's group therapy on Joe McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Group therapy this morning. We're talking to Ben, and his girlfriend is a hoarder. she likes to have stuff and apparently never get rid of it. And, I mean, that's not a huge issue except for the fact of they're considering moving in. And I said, don't do it, man. That will be the end of your relationship. If she has not fixed it, it's over.
Yeah, because if you like that minimalistic lifestyle, it is going to give you anxiety and stress to have to stop piling up in clutter.
All right, Ben, I got some people on the phones. And if people want to call in 833-563-2539, they certainly can. Are you ready to get some help?
Yes, definitely. All right,
cool.
For sure.
All right, let's go to Catherine this morning in Houston, listening to 92.1 Radio Now. What did you want to tell Ben?
Hey, Ben, I just wanted to let you know that my mom is actually a hoarder, and I'm a minimalist myself, so it caused a lot of family strife. And she actually went and saw a counselor about it because it stemmed from this emotional trauma of not having anything growing up. So she started assigning all of these emotional values to things that, you know, as us, we didn't find it important. So maybe there's some sort of like deeper issue going on that needs to be talked about before you guys move in.
Yeah, that's actually good good advice. She's actually adopted, so that would be interesting to kind of get into that conversation to see if it comes from somewhere. So you said maybe therapy, right?
Yeah, like the way we brought it up was, you know, obviously in a loving conversation that we didn't see why certain, you know, drawings or things that we made forever ago held such huge sentimental value in her eyes. And so we got someone else involved, like it was a counselor, and we were able to uncover all of these deeper emotional attachments to things. And, you know, it's been a couple years, and I have to say it's a lot better. But if it's something pretty significant, it might take a while to resolve itself.
Catherine, those are great points.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. And it's interesting on the show, at least hoarders, a lot of it's older people that like maybe survived the depression or something like that. So they have a heart, they save things that's so rooted deeply.
Yeah, it's I'm like, yeah, that's a potato peeler. Yeah, but it means so much, but it does. It has an emotional connection. Let's go to Kimberly. She's also listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Kimberly, should he maybe, Ben, who's on the phone, break up with this girl, or what do you think?
Ben, poor thing, I feel for you. I have couple of people close to me who are hoarders, and I've learned one thing. Sometimes it is just laziness.
Oh, okay, so sometimes it's not that deep. It's just they're lazy.
And they may need a little help. I've got a guy I'm dating now. He's not the cleanest. I am OCD, so what I do is every week, I kind of bring up a little something, hey, and we make sure we spend more time at his house so he notices it more, and just kind of bring up the topic every now and then and be like, hey, babe, you know, we can take Saturday or Sunday and let's like kind of go through things and kind of bring it up. A lot of people just need help getting started.
Oh, that's awesome advice. And you sound like a great time. So much fun.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Kimberly. We'll go to Danielle, who's listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. You're also on with Ben. Danielle, what did you want to say?
Hi, Ben. I just wanted to say, kind of like the lady before me just said, it's a process, and I feel like it is somewhat, you know, a mental maybe. So maybe if you could help her along, or if you don't see yourself living that way, I mean, I would consider your options.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring it up then for sure to see if she's open to at least getting some help, whatever that could be for her, I guess.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Danielle, for calling in. We'll wrap things up with Taylor this morning and see what she has to say. Taylor, you're on with Ben for group therapy. What'd you want to say?
Hi, Ben. Okay, so this happened with me, but it wasn't a significant other. It was a best friend. Where we had been best friends for a really long time and decided, you know, we're going to live together. It should be great. I knew she was messy, and I knew that, like, there were so many things in the room. One time I threw away an empty cardboard box that had been in the room for so long, and she got super pissed at me for throwing away this empty cardboard box. One time I threw away a stick, and she was like, someone gave that to me. It was super important. Literally a stick from a tree. And ultimately, it ruined our friendship.
I have an idea. So I used to be a firefighter, and I fought a house fire one time where there was a hoarder, and that house went up in flames. So maybe, Ben, have your significant other try to be a firefighter, and maybe she'll see one of these situations, right? Wouldn't that help?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is very extreme. I literally thought you were going to say light her stuff on fire.
Well, that's one way to get rid of it, too. Hey.
Oops.
Wow. All right. That's, I don't know.
We're not saying you should do that, Ben. I definitely, a lot of people that are DMing us at Joe and McKenzie that you should end this relationship because it's going to be a deal breaker and it's going to wreak havoc in your relationship. So I would have a serious, like, come to Jesus moment conversation and then go from there. But I would take a beat before you move
yeah.
together.
Hey, Ben, thank you for calling in for group therapy. If you ever want to be on like Ben, all you got to do, 833-563-2539 or send us a DM. It's Joe and McKenzie on Instagram.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Sorry if I get heated, but when there's a competition, I stand my ground because I know I'm right. And I know I'm going to be right, and you'll probably agree with me. You get one pick, one choice of the number one Disney movie, in your opinion. And back it up, too. Like, why do you think it's number one? 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, do you have a number one? I need a number one, not a number one, two, three that you love.
I got it. You get one choice. This was tough. And I really gave this a lot of thought. But my standout, if I could watch one Disney film for the rest of my life, just one, going with The Little Mermaid.
What?
The Little Mermaid.
Unusual. What? What is it?
It's a dingle hopper. Humans use these little babies to straighten their hair out. Yeah, I got an aesthetically pleasing configuration of hair that humans go nuts over.
A dingle hopper.
Yes, The Little Mermaid. Ooh. And Prince Eric is the hottest of all the princes.
It's a good one. I think you're saying this because it's topical in the news.
No,
I the live am action thing.
I love Ursula just visually. I love the songs. Kiss the Girl. I love her little side, you know, side. I was going to say side pieces, but like her side, you know, peeps. Flounder, Sebastian.
Ariel had side boob? What's going on, Disney?
I love Little Mermaid.
All right. I got to get mine out because I can't contain it. And I'm glad. Okay. I'm disappointed that you didn't say it, but I'm also glad, which means I get to have all the glory. The number one Disney movie of all time, and you are wrong if you don't agree, is Aladdin.
Rule number one, I can't kill anybody.
Yeah, so don't ask.
Rule number two, I can't make anybody fall in love with anybody else.
Mwah! You little punim there.
Rule number three,
I can't bring people back from the dead. It's not a pretty picture. I don't like doing it.
It's not a pretty picture. I don't like doing it.
Dang, all right. Chops. Well,
apparently, Pork Chop memorized that line.
And Pork Chop was in that movie.
All right. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You got like a Disney movie. You're like, this is the number one.
Yes, my favorite Disney movie of all time. The male lead also is very hunky and very hot. And I remember the first time he takes off his little like robe thing, and you can see all of his back muscles. Mm. But also, it has a very good message, is very empowering to women, and is just about a badass woman, and that is Mulan.
The greatest gift and honor is having you for a daughter.
You'd like to stay for dinner?
Dinner would be great.
Mm.
Oh, and then the grandma goes,
be a man!
And then the grandma goes, would you like to stay forever? And that's my favorite part.
That sounds like my mom or something. Don't leave! Please, yeah. Stay forever!
Because relatable. He was hot.
All right, let's go to Elizabeth, listening in India.
Hey, what about mine?
Oh, fine. Elizabeth, hang on. Pork Chop wants to be part of the show. Go ahead, Chops. What do you have?
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
What do you want me to do? Dress the dragon to the hula? Wow! If you're hungry for a hunk of fat and juicy meat, eat my body from here before the end of the street. Coming down a line, hot as Tracy's wine. All you have to do is get in line. Yep. For some bacon.
Yep.
He's a big pig.
Yep.
You can be a big pig, too.
Now, Pork Chop, what did you think of the live action, like the Beyonce?
Didn't like it.
A lot of people, I have not seen it. A lot of people said that.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done?
Yes.
Let's get to the good stuff. Elizabeth, I hope you're still there. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Hands down, what's the best movie?
I have to 100% agree with Joe. The Aladdin movie is the best, hands down, Disney movie ever.
Yes, it's so good. There's such great characters in it. I mean,
I'll give you, that's my second favorite.
Mackenzie, I don't think you understand what number one means. What's your favorite thing, Elizabeth, about Aladdin? Do you have like a favorite scene or a character that you really like about the movie or a song even?
Yeah, I mean, the genie is obviously my favorite.
Robin Williams,
I think it's the message overall. Like, you don't have to have all the greatest things in life in order to have the love of your life. So I think it's just the overall message. Like, he wants to be this person and he's not, but at the end of the day, he still got the girl, and he was still three rats. So
I think I'm going to convey that to my wife, Lindsay. Like, listen, You have me, the greatest love of your life. That's all you need.
I'm Joe, a street rat.
That's
love
right.
Me.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
That's
Let's
great.
Go to Rosie listening in Houston on Houston's new radio now, 92.1. Rosie, this is an interesting one. What do you have?
Okay, so I think this is one of the most underrated Disney movie, but it's the best. It's going to be a Goofy movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that one is so good.
It has everything. It's funny. It has such sweet moments, and it just has the best jokes, the best songs, and the best ending.
I got to check that out. I don't remember. I know I've seen it, but
yeah, it's
been
when
a while.
Goofy's son goes to college. It's so good.
All yes. Right.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We got Josie, we got Viola, Tara, and you. We're going to take more calls coming up next, 833-563-2539. We have a room for a few more people to tell us what is the best Disney movie.
And this all comes when Disney Plus just came out, so it's so exciting.
Hey, coming up in less than 7 minutes, Liv the Web Girl's got a crazy story involving one of her friends that does not want to be a bridesmaid. And the reason why? Wow, I mean, I don't know if I can agree with this or not. It's coming up after we wrap this up. What is the number one Disney movie? 833-563-2539. Disney Plus just came out. Millions of downloads. And we're trying to see what you think is the number one movie. We'll go to Viola this morning. Viola, in Indy, what movie are you throwing down?
Oh, I'm in the pork chop. It's 100% Lion King.
Yes.
Oh, the Lion King.
That is a good movie. That is a very good movie.
I always thought I was the voice of Simba when I was a kid.
You sound like Simba.
Like JTT?
Yes.
Do I look like JTT?
Did you used to date him?
No.
No,
it's just that was my first movie I ever seen when I was like, I think, 9-ish. So that was the first like movie theater experience for me. And so I was like, it just burned in my heart. Yeah. So it's just some hardcore Lion King.
There you go. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to Josie listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What is your number one Disney movie?
My favorite is definitely Tangled. Overall, anything. I've seen it 100 times. It's my niece's favorite.
Yes!
It's amazing.
I forgot about Tangled with Zachary Levi's. Oh,
I don't know that one.
I don't know
you don't
either.
You know Mandy Moore?
Oh my gosh. And Flynn Rider.
Flynn.
It's
He's
one
hot.
Of the best Disney selfless movies. It teaches you that you can be a badass girl and not need a man, but if you want a man, you know, it'd be cool. But it was definitely one
on
of my biggest ones. Like, it definitely taught you. It's not like Cinderella. It's not like, oh, you're going to die without a man or whatever. No, it's that she is a bad, bad princess and that she just learns how to take over her own life and she lives and it's the best one to show
made
any
me cry.
Girl, I think.
Girl power, no doubt about that.
That movie made me cry because it's about Rapunzel and she has long blonde hair I have long blonde hair. And I
With
always
healing
wanted,
powers?
Yes, and I always wanted to be Rapunzel. And then at the end of the movie, she cuts it short and it turns brown. I was like,
no.
Yeah, I was traumatized.
Josie, thank you for
the
call.
I love when the little girls braid her hair so pretty and she has flowers in it.
Let's go to Tara this morning listening in Indy. What is your number one Disney movie?
I'm going to have to go with Joe 110%, and it is Aladdin.
Yes.
I say that because, I mean, you know, it just teaches, you know, Jasmine doesn't want, you know, some over-the-top man, you know, she's not a prize to be won, and Aladdin's got to learn to tell the truth, and he's got his best friend Genie there to help him along the way, and I think it just has such a good message in the movie. It's so cute. Genie, played by Robin Williams, is just the best.
Probably the best voice actor of all time. Would you guys not agree?
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Tara, thank you for calling in.
It was so funny. My little girl growing up, I was shocked. Lulu, when she was little, her favorite was Sleeping Beauty. Like a classic.
Really?
And she would sing I Loved You Once Upon a Dream. It was so romantic. She's darling. She just loves Sleeping Beauty. That's her fave.
Well, Brittany has something involving a beauty, but I don't think it's Sleeping Beauty. What is your movie, Brittany?
Beauty and the Beast.
That is legit with Angela Lansbury singing on there. Oh, that's old school.
Yes.
I love that. I loved Belle's dress.
She's one of the very first dark-haired Disney princesses, as they say. She's independent. She doesn't do anything that anybody tells her to do.
And she falls for her. What's on the inside, not the outside.
And she was super smart. Like, she's a bookworm that I love.
Well, that's to say, I like her, Brittany and Mackenzie, because it kind of reminds me of, like, the relationship between me and my wife. Like, the beast is very hairy. I am quite hairy with a shirt off, and yet she still loves him. She still loves him. And he gets angry, but he learns to work on that temper. It sounds like Lindsay and Joe. So thank you, Brittany. We'll wrap it up with Angie in Houston. And we have this on our, where does that live if people want to join in the conversation?
It is on our Instagram, at Joe McKenzie. It's on our Twitter, at Joe McKenzie. And it's on Facebook,
woo,
Radio Now 100.9 and Radio Now 92.1.
Yep, Radio Now Houston. You'll find it right there. Let's go to Angie in Houston. What is it you say hands down the best Disney movie?
You guys had it all wrong. The best movie is Princess and the Frog.
Wow, that's intern Chloe's favorite.
Yes, that is. Chloe Money's sick today.
Yeah, well, hey, we appreciate, Angie, you throwing that one down there.
Yes, it's like it has all the messages in one. You don't have to look good, and she still loves him. And it has the best music. I love all the characters. They're so funny.
All right, Angie, you're the best. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. All right, this story, when Liv told me some of the background on it, I said, oh, man, like, I don't know if she should or should not. Liv's friend, you're saying she does not want to be a bridesmaid?
Yeah, she was asked to be a bridesmaid in one of her very good friend's weddings, and she doesn't want to.
Okay. We're going to hear the story and talk to you next about that coming up. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I don't know if this is a good enough reason or not. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And Liv the Web Girl, you have a friend that, did she accept being a bridesmaid or is she considering it?
Okay, so yeah, I have a friend who was asked to be a bridesmaid by one of her really, really good friends.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to be a bridesmaid.
But why? Why would you not want to be a bridesmaid? Like, the biggest day in a person's life. It's an honor.
Because she's terrified for her friend. She hates the groom and does not think that they should get married at all.
Ooh.
So she's kind of like, I don't want to support this in any way. And I want to, like, kind of stand strong and show, like, that's how much I don't think you should be getting married to this guy, that I'm not even going to stand by your side on your wedding day.
833-563-2539. Is that an actual, like, good thing, though? Because she doesn't approve of it to just not be in the wedding? I mean, have you maybe been in a similar situation?
This is interesting. Has she told the bride that, has she made a move to say yes or no yet?
No. So she hasn't told the bride because she's kind of terrified to tell the bride because she was like, I don't know if this makes me a really good friend of, like, trying to save her from this, like, potentially failed marriage.
Yeah.
Or if this makes me a really bad friend because I'm not going to stand by one of my best friend's side.
Right. So the issue is, do you just want to see your friend happy no matter what, even if you don't like the guy and do it? Or do you really have to take a stand because in the long run, you could be saving your friend?
Exactly. Oh. And that's the other thing, too, is that there's no other bridesmaids that are like making a protest against it or putting any sort of contest.
Do they all feel the same way, though? Or is she the only one that feels this way?
So a lot of the other bridesmaids are like this girl's like cousins and stuff like that and older sisters. So she's not really close with really any of the other bridesmaids.
Yeah.
So I don't think she fully knows what their thoughts on him are. Or I don't think she knows if like they know the groom as well as this girl does.
This is going to cause a whole deal. So if she doesn't become a bridesmaid, will she even be invited to the wedding? You know what I mean?
Right.
If it goes through?
What will she even go to the wedding?
Or will she
even
go?
Just protest the whole thing? I think she's hoping that, like, she's like, no, I'm not going to be a bridesmaid. This is how much I don't think you should marry this guy. And then the bride is going to be like, okay, wait, maybe I should call off the wedding. Maybe I should think this through. Maybe I shouldn't marry this guy.
I mean, here's my thought. What do you two think about this? What if she says what she feels? Like, she communicates that to the bridesmaid and just makes sure she knows. So, hey, I'm your friend. I just want to put it out there. But she still, if she wants to marry the guy, I think she should still be a bridesmaid to support her friend that is the bride, right? Or do you not agree with that?
I don't know. And see, I don't know this couple, but the thing too is that this groom, he's not abusive. He's not, you know, physically or emotionally abusive. She just does not think that they are a good match or a right pair.
All right, we have a bunch of people calling in. Let's go to Vanika this morning in Houston on the new Radio 992.1. What do you think should happen with the bridesmaid?
Yes, I think she should hold strong. I think she's going to save her friend a whole lot of trouble. I mean, because she must see something. She's on the outside looking in. She must see something in this man. For her to jeopardize her friend's friendship with her friend, there's a possibility that she could be right. If her friend is a true friend, she's going to love her in the end when she saved her all this trouble.
That's really good advice. There was a third friend in a relationship when she was marrying this is my best friend's friend, and she was marrying a total narcissist, and she took a stand. She didn't go to the wedding, and come to find out, he was horrible, stepped out on her, now they're not together anymore, and she tried to convince her from the outside. She tried to tell her, she wouldn't listen and had to find out the hard way.
Wow. Hey, Vanika, thank you for calling in this morning and listening in Houston. Let's go to Alex listening in India this morning. What did you want to say?
Hi. So I'm actually going through the same situation, and I'm the bride. So my brother-in-law, he does not want to be a groomsman on my fiance's side because he absolutely hates me. So basically, like, he's refusing, and his parents got involved, and they, like, forced him to be in it. But, like, we told him no after he said no.
Why does he hate you?
Yeah, you sound lovely.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, like, it's been a whole, like, me and my fiancé have been together for, like, 5 years, and it's been a whole 5-year thing. Like, he really just doesn't like the fact that his older brother grew up.
Interesting.
So when is the wedding?
Next September.
Oh, you got plenty of time to work this out. You guys, I think you can work it out.
Drama surrounding it? Are you nervous?
I mean, a little bit, but, like, I don't know. It's kind of all figured out now. We replaced him just because, like, our whole reasoning behind it was we didn't want anybody who hated either one of us up there with us, because the day essentially is about the two of us instead of him or, like, who's up there with us.
Right, in your union. That's a good point.
So do you think that his brother could be in love with you and that's why?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
See, that's probably what's actually happening. No. Hey, thank you, Alex, for sharing, and congratulations on the wedding a little early. Let's go to Jessica listening in Indy this morning. Jessica, did you have something similar happen?
I did. So when my husband and I got engaged, and I told my friend and asked her to be a bridesmaid, she didn't tell me that she wouldn't be in the wedding, but she basically expressed why she didn't think we were a match. And like Liv said, like, there was no abuse. There was nothing like that. She just didn't think we were compatible. Well, after a year of wedding planning and getting married, come to find out, she was actually into me more than just a friend. And that was why she had me.
Plot twist.
I've seen this one before.
Whoa.
Are you guys still friends, or are you still married to that guy?
Me and my husband have been together for 5 years. We just celebrated. Me and that girl are not friends. My husband actually deployed, and she decided to tell me the night that he deployed, oh yeah, he cheated on you, did this, this, and that. They were all lies, but it was basically like I was down because my husband had just deployed, and then she was like, yeah, he's a cheater, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, we already know where this is coming from.
Right.
And just let it go. So, yeah, I cut her out completely.
Well, good, congratulations to 5 years.
Yes. Yeah,
no kidding.
Husband.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's do one more call real quick. Lauren's in Indy this morning. Lauren, what'd you want to say?
I thought that your advice for her to just sit down and talk to the bride was good. But also, I think it's important for her to support her friend. And if the relationship doesn't work out, she's not going to be happy that you told her that. She's going to feel probably embarrassed that you're right. But also, if that happens, you still need to have a relationship with her to be able to support her through that, too. Like, people don't always do what you think they should, but we still support them so that if it doesn't work out, then you're there for them in that time. And if it does, then you could learn how to be good friends with somebody that you misjudged.
Those are some good points.
Will you be my bridesmaid?
Sure.
Seriously, we think there's
going to
be
sad.
We think there's going to be an engagement here for Pork Chop this
holiday season. Hey, thank you, Lauren, for calling in this morning. Let's hear these crazy breakup stories. How did it come to an end? How were you broken up? 833-563-2539. Was it like this?
So, Carrie, what was your news?
Oh, Berger broke up with me on a Post-it.
On a Post-it?
Uh-huh. Yep. Read it and weep, my friends.
Nice.
Weak sauce. That's from Sex and the City. That was a classic episode.
I'm trying to think, like, I've never really had anybody break up with me. They kind of ghosted me. Like, usually it was 2 or 3 weeks after a concert came through town, and we were dating, and I had tickets to that.
People, I feel like, are so cowardly these days. They will just ghost left and right.
People have always been cowardly. It's just a different way to do it.
Yeah, but I just, what's wrong? But you know what? Actually, I feel like when people ghost you like that, they're doing you a favor because they are not the one and you're wasting your time.
We're doing you a favor right now to give you the chance to call this person out. I mean, you can, I really don't want to say their full name, but you can say their first name and tell us, how did they break up with you? Or maybe it was just a crazy situation when the breakup happened. Like, I personally love the public breakups where it's like, you're breaking up with me? Yeah, you're crazy. Oh, I'm crazy, huh?
One of my best friends, he broke up with her and they were like gonna meet each other's families and stuff. He texted her the peace out emoji. And
deuces.
That was it. And he's not 12.
He's 14.
No, but I was like, are you like, bye. He did you a favor. But Liv, didn't you say that one of your friends found out she was broken up with because the guy like had a new girl?
Yeah.
And that's
so
how she found out.
Surprise.
So I had a friend that was dating a guy and they dated for 4 years and it was like kind of on and off, and there would be patches of it that were very like kind of rocky. Mm-hmm. And they were still though, they were dating and they got into like a huge fight and they gave each other silent treatment for like a week or a week and a half or 2 weeks or something like that. But that's very normal. And then they'll come by and be like, I'm sorry, babe, whatever, I've missed you. So like a week and a half goes by. They are still giving each other silent treatment. She still thinks they're dating and probably going to get married one day. And then she finds out that he's dating a new girl, is in a relationship with a new girl. And she's like, well, I guess we're broken up then.
I mean, that was a crystal clear sign. So one of my guy friends was like, if he is not communicating with you, if he's like peaced out and you're like still kind of waiting around, like just thinking, oh, we're doing silent treatment. This is my friend Dean. He's like, that man is preoccupied, meaning he's already like gone on to the next. He's like with another woman.
Yeah, I would say your friend's telling the truth, not to pull back the curtain too much.
Bro code.
The life of a dude. 833-563-2539. We're giving you your chance to tell us about the crazy breakup story. How did it end, whether it was your friend or you?
My freshman year of high school, was dating a guy, and it was my very first boyfriend, and I was so scared to break up with him, so I just left him a voicemail on his
what
cell phone.
Did it
and
say?
That's how I was like, hey, like, I'm so sorry, like, I couldn't catch you,
it's
even though I was
you.
So happy.
It's me.
He was in football practice, so I knew he wouldn't answer the phone.
So you get the voicemail and you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yeah. And I'm like, I just don't think it's working out anymore. I think you're so great, but like, I just really think we should just be friends. Like, you're a great person, but I've got to go. And I just hung up. And all my friends were around, like all my girlfriends were like laughing, but like trying to be quiet in the background.
Wow.
One of my worst moments.
Aww.
All right. Well, if you've got one of those, we want to hear about it next on Joe McKenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I want to say you're the real MVP if you listen to Joe McKenzie and you share with us a Dummy of the Day story, especially if it involves somebody that you know. Now, the person that DM'd us lives in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're on the air on Radio Now 100.9. And her boyfriend is a bouncer, and he was working when this incident happened. See, there's this guy named Nicholas, and last week he was at a strip club in Indianapolis, Indiana, but they kicked him out for causing a disturbance. So I'm not 100% sure what, because it's hard to get kicked out, I assume, but I don't know if he tried to grab a dancer or he was drunk and rowdy. Like,
if you like try to use your camera, you can get kicked out. I didn't know that. I was trying to take a Snapchat video. Didn't know that you can get kicked out for that.
Get it, thotty. And and his response was, hey, I'll just blow the place up. That's what he really tried to do.
What?
They have security camera footage. They caught him putting a gas can, I guess he got it out of his vehicle, next to the building under a gas meter. Then he tied a shirt around the gas can, which had gasoline in it, and he took a few drags off a cigarette, and then he flicked it at the gas can and ran away to his vehicle. Thankfully, it didn't ignite. Like, his throw or his aim sucks. He's an idiot. And it didn't light because there were about 50 people inside of the strip club, and that could have blown everything up. That would have sucked.
Yes.
He was arrested for attempted arson and criminal recklessness. So, yeah.
Wow, sounds like a real classy situation all around.
So you'll be seeing a pole in jail, but not the kind of pole that you want to be seeing. That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I'll admit it, I am not what they call a fashionista. I have limited selection in clothing, and I don't have style. But the fact that my wife says that I am embarrassing because I always wear these. No. She has to be wrong. I would like your honest opinion, Mackenzie, because I consider you a fashionista.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay.
I like Liv the Web Girl when she's not wearing her Snuggie. She looks pretty snazzy, too. And poor Chop, occasionally he gets dressed up, but that's mainly Liv the Web Girl helping him out.
That's when my boyfriend dresses me.
Well, now, yes, your former girlfriend,
okay,
Liv.
Let's not forget who dressed you up before your boyfriend, poor Chop.
Funny, sure. You're forgotten. You're tossed to the side. I want to see if you agree with my wife, because she says, I need to stop wearing these. They're embarrassing. And I totally disagree. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'll come right out and say it. My wife is attacking me, and I think she's totally wrong. I would like to know if she's right or if I'm right, which would mean she would be wrong. I have big feet. They're kind of flat, don't have like great arches, got to be honest, and they're wide. I wear like a 13, 4E, so ladies, you know what that means. I got big socks. My wife was like, oh, hey, she works at Finish Line. They're based in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she's a, I don't even know her correct title. I believe it's a merchandiser assistant or something like that. But
that's good, Joe.
I don't know.
She does something over there.
No, she's really good at her job. I know that. I always forget the title. And she's like, oh, hey, we have a deal going on for like 5 more hours until like midnight. Would you like a pair of like tennis shoes? I'm like, oh, I guess. You know, so I found a pair. I'm like, oh, these fit. She's like, oh, really? New Balance? I always get New Balance because they're comfortable and I have big, fat, flat feet. And she's like, you wear old man shoes all the time. So can somebody tell me, yes or no, are my New Balance shoes that I like to wear sometimes old man shoes?
Yes.
Yes. I used to get called grandpa shoes as a kid because they had Velcro.
Are you wearing them right now?
No, these are Adidas. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? These are just Adidas shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like your sneaks. But yeah.
Were yours Velcro?
I went Lindsay.
No, I didn't. I've never had Velcro shoes. Oh.
So there is a cool way.
Maybe as a kid when they lit up.
There's a cool way to wear New Balances, but it's definitely not the way you do it.
How do you wear them?
You don't wear cool. There are like certain New Balances, the ones that are gray and have like the white N on them. Those are like cool to wear. And like a lot of like hot like frat guys like wear them and stuff. That was like really freaking cool when I was in college. And like a lot of hot guys wore them. And like they're still cool to wear. But you definitely don't wear the cool kind of New Balances. Like, yeah, you don't have, your shoe game is not great.
My standard is the New Balance MX, I believe it is 608 or something like that. Here, Mackenzie, like right here, what do you think of these?
Those are like, they're old man shoes.
Yeah, then the New Balance 608. MX608 V5.
Whenever you do something, and I think it's awesome when something hot and stylish is comfortable, it's a bonus. But when you wear something just sheer for comfort, I mean, if it depends.
Look at these right now. Look at these right here. You're telling me these are not cool? Liv.
No, not the right way to wear them. Those are not the right way. See, I'm showing you cool New Balances.
She told me that Fila's cool, and I'm like,
yes, Fila is very cool.
What you need to do, Joe, you need to get an inspo. Yes, like Liv has.
Do they have?
I'm pulling up some cool New Balances.
Get a man who knows how to dress and make a little board, or even just snap pictures on your phone, screenshot, and then mimic the way he dresses. Who do you think is a sharp dresser? Like an artist or an actor, someone's good looking.
Blanco Brown?
okay, like he is.
I think maybe you should get your inspo. You need to start following guys, which I know you're like, oh, my wife loves that show. I hate that show. But you need to start following guys from The Bachelorette. So the guys who are on the show The Bachelorette, the 20-something guys, follow some of them because their fashion is
on point,
so good. And even like after the show, they still like post a ton on their Instagram.
Like,
and that
Nick
can be
Vile,
your...
Nick dresses so well.
Tyler
so sexy.
Cameron dresses so well. These are also like the New Balances I'm showing you. These are what like blew up when I was like in college. They are like really cool. They're just like the classic gray.
They look like Forrest Gump shoes.
No, yeah. But they came back. You got to wear them correctly. You wear them with like maybe high Nike socks. You wear them with like Nike dry fit shorts and like a cool quarter zip.
If you're ever lost in fashion, It's easy. Like I'm telling you, find an inspiration, and until you get your own swag and you feel comfortable putting your stuff together yourself, mimic someone you look up to.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Not that I don't want to hear that I'm wrong, but is what everybody on the show telling me, is this true? Is this really true? We'll talk to you next. Grizel's about to... sorry, what am I saying? I just saw her walk by in the hallway. God, I'm so bad at seeing people and saying stuff. I'm like, Barb the receptionist! Wouldn't it be cool if she came on the air? No, Jules is coming in next.
The great thing about Barb is she always calls me Precious, and I thought that was like her own pet name for me, and then I found out she calls everyone Precious.
Well, she called me at first.
We have a joke going where anytime I leave, she goes, no, don't leave me, So I hope she's not doing that with other people.
The Precious.
He does that to me too.
No, that's not like, I'm not, that's, what's that movie, is that from?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, good, thank you.
Precious, that's Precious in the room. The Precious.
That was good, Joe.
Joe's good, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, pork chop, that's okay. Mackenzie, what do you got going on today?
Oh, man, I feel like I might be getting a little cold or something. So I'm going to try to take it easy. I have some errands to run. I got to go to the BMV and finish my car registration. I have a bunch of actually stuff to do. I have a list so long, but I just want to cut off and take a day up. And then I'm going to pick up my little girl from school and have a fun little evening and get pumped up for Friday tomorrow. What about you guys?
What about you, Chops?
I'm so excited. So I have a friend that like lives up in Michigan, like where I used to live, and he's a bus driver, and he actually brought like a huge group down here for work or something.
Aww.
And he's got some time off, so we're gonna have lunch together.
Where are you gonna go? Do you know yet? Or what kind of food?
Something cheap. I don't know.
Okay.
And then I have to go to the BMV either today or tomorrow. I promise.
You're gonna totally go tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow.
This has been his closing break all week.
I know. But I work at the steakhouse tonight, so hopefully someone leaves me a cash tip, and then you know I can definitely get my registration tomorrow.
I'm dying to come see you at the steakhouse.
Then
I need
come
to go,
in
like, go on a date there and then come see you.
Yes.
I'm kind of really craving like a shrimp cocktail.
Good. Come in. Leave me a cash tip.
That's from St. Elmo's, though.
Hey, we have that. Jumbo shrimp cocktail. Okay. It's good.
Hey, we have that. Hey, I'm over here. Liv, what do you got going on?
I have my second job today, Cycle Bar, and I'm hoping I can ride the class because Rose is teaching it. Shout out to Rose. I love her classes. But before that, I'm getting my nails done, which I'm really, really excited about because your girl needs a manicure real bad.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but woof. Wow. All right. Myself, I still am in the idea of trying to pack up, getting ready to move really far away. No, I'm just moving.
Never coming back.
No, I'm just moving from a house we're renting to actually owning a house. We're supposed to close on Monday. So we'll see how that goes. And I actually think I'm going to book movers today. So there's that.
There's tons. I can't verify if they're good or not, but on Groupon, there's a million moving services.
I don't know if I want to
deal. I don't know if you want to roll the dice.
Hey,
I don't know.
Sorry about that expensive thing you had. It's been broken. All right. Well, listen, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here, make some room for Jules and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.